Good morning, Mr. Purdy, Daniel. How are you guys?
Great. How are you this morning, Tristan?
Oh, my goodness. It's just another day in paradise. Nice, cool start to the workday, gentlemen.
You know, we'll take that. Now just a little moisture would be really helpful.
We wouldn't complain about that.
We wouldn't complain.
Now, Mr. Purdy, Board of Governors meeting was held this week. Tell us about the meeting as we get back into the classroom.
Absolutely. Yeah, classes start Monday, so ready or not, here we go, right?
We're off and running.
Exactly. So we held our board meeting last night here on the South Campus in North Platte and kicked it off. I'd like to get the students out in front of the board when we can. Obviously, with full classes not going, we do have the luxury of having the volleyball teams back on campus because they're getting ready to go for at least a normal season as far as when they play. Mm-hmm. Last year, they were all playing in the spring, so we didn't have a chance to recognize some of their accomplishments last spring before they headed off for the summer. So we got them back, and we brought them in, and so Coach McCall came in with the team, and it was this year's team, obviously, so some of these girls weren't on the team last year that earned these awards, but it's always great to get them in and introduce them. So last night we honored that team. They were named American Volleyball Coaches Association Team Academic Award for high GPA. Their GPA was 3.35 and 3.6, and so
wow.
It was great to have them out there in front of the board. But also, they won the D2 Region 9 Championship in North Platte. They advanced to the district play up in, I think it was in Wahpeton, North Dakota, and they mm-hmm. won that game and then headed off to Cedar Rapids for the national tournament. And they did a great job there, finishing in top 12 in the country. And the season, and you look at their record, it's always about 500, but you got to look at being a Division II school, we play a very light Division II schedule. We play a heavy Division I schedule. And so we do rub shoulders with some of the top 10 teams throughout the regular season in Division I. And obviously their funding of athletics is a little higher than ours, but we continue to hold our own. It's great to have as many local girls on that team as we possibly can. And obviously then winning the region, Coach McCall automatically is the Region 9 Division 2 Coach of the Year. So got to honor her for that, and honor her players for all region teams and finishing in the polls. And it was a great opportunity for that volleyball team to get in front of the board.
Great opportunity, a lot of talent on there, in and out of the classroom, obviously, like you mentioned, with that high GPA, Ryan.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, looking at our teams, and here's one that you may have seen or may have not have seen, but the men's basketball team in North Platte, and Kim O'Connor said it to you yesterday, he said, I never expected this to come out of my mouth, but they were the top academic men's basketball team, Division I NJCAA, for 2020-21. So that speaks volumes of the quality of athletes that are also students at mm-hmm. Mid Plains.
Yep, the student athletes that excel in and out of the classroom at Mid Plains Community College and sets them up for long careers, too, in the workforce.
Absolutely. That's what they're here first for, you know, to kind of find their way, see what they want to do, get some education, and, you know, if they can play athletics or if athletics gets them to go to college, you know, we're here to try to assist.
Or help cover some of that cost, too. Win-win situation in a lot of ways.
Absolutely. So, and any of those teams, you look across the community, especially when you get into some of the athletic events, some of the nonprofit activities that are going on, there's always college athletes out there helping, mm-hmm. kind of getting involved in the community. And so we do appreciate the coaches really pushing for that, and we also appreciate the students taking the time and taking it serious to be members of the community, not just here for the athletics and for the academic experience, but also here to serve the community.
Absolutely. Mr. Purdy, anything else from the meeting you'd like to bring up, sir?
So, yeah, so that was the recognition portion. You know, a couple of things on the action items. We did the Valentine project several years ago. We built that community campus, and part of that was when the city did a sales tax renewal, they gave $1 million to that project.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the stipulation with that presentation, that funding was we had to have a joint public education agency with the city of Valentine. And so they have three members on that committee. We have three members, and obviously they review the status of the facility, you know, what the needs are there, and also the educational offerings. And so we did reappoint Mike Steele and Cindy Duncan. Mike is our vice president for administrative services, and Cindy Duncan is the vice chair, but also represents Cherry County on the board. And then we replaced Jenny Nollett, who was the campus coordinator at the time of the construction, with our new coordinator, Carolyn Peterson, who's been there for a couple of years. And so that was the one, you know, as we're getting close to the September budget season. So
sure.
Mike Steele did present the budget to the board last night. When you look at total expenditures, it looks like it's high, and it is, but there's a lot of federal funds that are coming in right now with the CARES money and the higher education relief funds that we have to account for. So they're not property tax-supported increases there. They're just things we have to account for. So you'll see that. We've got a few construction projects that are overlapping the year, so we've got to account for what construction contracts haven't been paid. And so But going back to the property taxes right now, with our board meeting moving forward to the third week versus a fourth week, all the valuations aren't in yet, but our board, as we've been building the budget, has been looking at a 2% increase on the general fund for property tax requests and leaving that capital fund at 2 cents. And so based on valuations that we had as of last night, the property tax request is about a 1.5% increase right now. But we really will hinge on several of the big counties that aren't in yet. So, you know, Lincoln County, Custer County, Cherry, Chase, and Red Willow and Keith would be the big ones, and none of those are in yet. So the levy could go up a little bit, but most likely it's going to be relatively flat. We projected our valuations would be about a 1% increase. So Mike did present that last night. The application will be out here a couple weeks before that September board meeting, and so we'll have the public hearings and everything there in September. And finally, the last action item was to accept the FTE, full-time equivalent student enrollment report presented by Dana Cole and Company. And so Mid Plains was up just a little bit, 0.3%. Oh. But comparing that to our peers nationally, community college enrollments were down 9% in the 2020-21 year. But looking across Nebraska, we had some such as Southeast that was down 2.5% to Western that was down 20. So we'll take a flat year in the that COVID year to see increases this year.
Hopefully rebound from that, that's for sure.
Yep.
Mr. Purdy, getting back in the classroom here next week, as you mentioned, sir. Obviously, the Delta variant, everything that's going on with the coronavirus, a little bit of a concern. But I think with Mid Plains Community College, we're going to kind of roll with the punches the best that we can. And I think there's plenty of room for social distancing, too, throughout your campuses for the most part, isn't
there? That's our plan, Tristan, right now. Is it's going to be a monitoring situation. We kind of knew what our numbers were last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to watch those. But, you know, there's not a lot of the data reporting that was here last year. When we started the fall last year, so we don't have, you know, the luxury of the risk dials and some of the major dashboards that were there to help us last year. So we're going to have to use our experience from last year and just kind of watch the numbers as we roll through the semester. And right now, you know, recommend masks for those that want to, the faculty, you know, in the classroom, especially if there's any immune compromise. If they would request the mask to be worn during that class, we will have them available, but they will not be required on our campuses at this point. So, again, we're just going to monitor and roll with the punches. Our plan is a two-week break last year, but after that, we were able to roll with it. And so that's our plan right now is we're going to take a common-sense approach, tell people the biggest thing is if you don't feel good, stay home, you know, until those symptoms reside. And so, you know, if you do feel like you may have it, we're going to direct them to who they need to talk to about possible testing and go from there. But again, we're just hoping for a successful year.
And if we made it through last year, we can make it through anything.
Absolutely. I feel the same way.
Mr. Purdy, always appreciate the time, sir. Good to talk to you.
Yep. You too, Tristan. Have a good day.
You too. Best of luck next week.
Hey, thanks.
You bet. That, again, is Ryan Purdy, president of Mid Plains Community College, joining us here on Mugs of the Morning, giving us a recap of the Board of Governors meeting that was held this week.